One of the most damaging diseases of wheat in recent years is Fusarium head blight, also known as scab. This fungal disease attacks the wheat as it flowers, but weather conditions also contribute to scab, explains SDSU Extension plant pathologist Emmanuel Biamukama.
When wheat is flowering and we have rainy days, that's a risk for scab. So the main risk for scab is going to be rainy weather.
The growth stage of wheat varies considerably across the state, so a prediction of scab potential must be regionalized. Two scab prediction tools are available online, the first from SDSU Extension at climate.sdstate.edu/smallgrains. The second online tool is at www.wheatscab.pse.edu.
So producers are encouraged to use these tools to help them monitor if scab is going to be a high risk, and that is if we have a lot of rain when wheat is flowering, and then decide on a fungicide application.
If rain is predicted during the susceptible flowering stage, fungicide applications could aid in protecting the crop. Biamukama states the fungicides Prosaro or Karamba are best suited for scab protection.
The window of applying a fungicide to manage scab is right at flowering. If we put a fungicide way before flowering or way after flowering, that fungicide is not going to be effective in controlling scab and in reducing dawn accumulation in grain.
For management of Fusarium head blight, Biamukama advises regular scouting, the use of online scab prediction tools, and fungicide applications if necessary. I'm Pam Gappert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.